Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Heartland Rock and Roll from John Mellencamp there. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad, tell us about NAM.
So we are a little bit more than 120 years old, founded in Cincinnati, of all places, in 1895, really based on free trade and obviously looking at pro-growth message, continuing even today. About 14,000 members, small, medium, and large members across every state. We also have 200.
How many small members do you have?
About 90% of our membership is small.
I love it.
We have every state manufacturing association, as well as about 260 verticals who are aligned with us.
Right. So, yeah. In fact, all the tool suppliers and all those guys.
Yeah. So we like to think that we speak for manufacturing, and with that broad base of membership, we're able to really hopefully move the needle on some policy issues.
So I've been trying to get as much exposure and much conversation out there on the show in the last month or two, maybe longer, on this the new overtime rules. And that's not a law, folks. This is a rule. The Department of Labor is literally turning the relationship between employers and employees upside down, getting right in the middle, creating all kinds of havoc on a rule, something Congress didn't even pass. And I want you to talk. We talked about it last segment, last hour, with Diana Fritsch-Gottroth. And I want you to tell us how this is rolling out for your manufacturers.
So we were part of the lawsuit that went out last week with the 21 states.
Good
so,
for you.
You know, we're continuing, as with a lot of other cases, trying to push back against
21 attorneys general.
Yeah, pushing back against regulatory overreach. You know, this is obviously the last year of the Obama administration, and you know, we're certainly looking at a number of things that they're putting out there, especially in the environmental and labor space. Just on labor alone, we had a study that came out last week that said the Obama labor rules that are being finalized right now will cost $81.6 billion in compliance costs for manufacturers over the next 10 years. And so, you know, these are kind of being put out there as these are good for the worker and you know, these are harmless rules that, you know, really are going to be out there and, you know,
but
there's also a lot of cost to it.
It's going
to
cost jobs, Chad.
Well, we estimated 155,700 jobs will be lost as a result of these rules.
Or people who are currently managers will get demoted.
And 411 million hours of paperwork. I'm reading our summary there.
To fix something that isn't broken.
That's right. The overtime rules alone are going to have $24 billion in compliance costs with 25 million hours of paperwork.
Let me just to demonstrate my intellectual honesty and how fair and balanced I am here, Chad. You shouldn't be able to convert somebody who's hourly to salary and pay them $25,000 or $6,000 a year on salary instead of hourly, just so you can work them 50 hours a week and not pay them overtime. You shouldn't be able to do that. That's wrong. I don't think most people do that, but I'm sure some people do. But that's probably the target of this, because they saw people doing that, right? I mean, if you need somebody to work over and you're paying them hourly and they're at that level, the 20 something level, then you should be able to flip a switch and change your designation just so you can get 10 hours of free work out of them.
That's correct. I think the biggest issue that we have isn't that. I mean, we believe in smart regulations. We believe obviously that you know, regulations are there to protect the worker and protect everyone, really. The issue we have is with the fact that it's doubled, you know, pretty much overnight, effective December 1st. You have a lot of people who are currently exempt who will now have to be more or less demoted.
There'll be some people who will lose their job, because what they're going to do is they're going to consolidate manager jobs.
Well, it's being sold as a raise that people are now going to get overtime that weren't getting overtime.
Yeah.
The reality is companies, the reality is that companies are not going to work that way. And as you said, people are not going to be getting overtime.
Have you ever seen a place like the government where nobody understands cause and effect?
They feel that they're doing the right thing, but again,
I don't think that's it, Chad. You're giving it too much credit. It's control, Chad. It's just like Obamacare was not about reform. It was about control. This is about control.
Well, you know, I think they're not looking at all the unintended consequences.
That's right.
That's the
cause and effect. Hey, yeah. I need the website one more time.
www.nam.org.
Hey, Chad Mutrey, come back soon. Good job today.
I definitely will.
Chad Mutrey, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Chad joins us. He always has a great report. He'll be back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.